destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from sunny California, where it's nice and dry. Haven't seen rain here in at least 3 months, and I guess somehow we get by without it. Hope you're doing great today, like you've had a really nice day. Mondays are always really busy for me, always. Well, I have the radio show, and oftentimes I have a class in the morning. I teach. I just completed a one-year astrology course, teaching people how to interpret their natal astrological charts, and I'm going to be moving on from there and teaching people who are astrologers how to be successful corporate astrologers, doing astrology for businesses, corporations, and business. We have a lot to talk about tonight, very interesting. Let's see, where should we start? First of all, has everybody heard about the lunar eclipse tonight? Especially if you live in California, I take it. There's going to be one of the most beautiful and really dramatic-looking lunar eclipses tonight. Of course, it's late in the night. It starts at almost 2 o'clock a.m. tomorrow morning and becomes total about 3 o'clock, just before 3 o'clock a.m. But that should be quite spectacular. If you haven't ever seen a total lunar eclipse, it is kind of cool to watch. So that's California time, by the way. I imagine that's going to be different on the East Coast. And I'm not sure how visible that will be in other parts of the U.S. It may be very visible. I would assume it would be. So just add 3 hours to that. So you guys on the East Coast could get up at like 10 till 6 in the morning and see it begin. We'll see. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but hopefully you'll be able to see it over there, too. The other news today is that Alberto Gonzalez tendered his resignation. He's the Attorney General of the U.S., and there's been a lot of controversy surrounding him and his, not just him, but the whole administration. I mean, there have been so many resignations lately. So much lying going on. How come everybody's lying and lying? I don't recall. Everybody knows somehow that once you're in Washington, you can just say, I don't recall, and who can say otherwise? Unless they have proof, absolute proof. It turns out that Gonzalez is a Leo Nine of Diamonds, and President Bush is a Nine of Diamonds. So they're very much alike in some way, and they both are very close to the Jack of Clubs card. And the Jack of Clubs happens to be President Bush's planetary ruling card, and this is the card of the really creative liar when it's expressed in a negative way. I just don't know if we can get anybody better in office personally. I would love to see somebody with some sort of integrity and some sort of commitment to an ideal go in there, but it just seems like all we get is a bunch of crooks every time, no matter what. Doesn't matter if it's Democrat, Republican, or what, the people that get in there are a bunch of crooks. Maybe that's why Ben Franklin refused to run for office. He said, I will never run for office because all they are is a bunch of crooks. And this was like 100 years ago or whatever. And so it's been that way ever since its inception. We just don't know it. We think it's been different. I know I have this fantasy of how great the founding fathers were and so forth. And our country was founded on, you know, great principles, and it was, but there also were just a lot of people in government that were just there for the profit. And here we are, Jack of Diamonds country. In Alberto Gonzalez's cards, when all this stuff happened last year, he was in a heavy-duty Saturn cycle, and we could have actually predicted that he was going to be out of there, because he had an ace of spades in Saturn when the whole thing blew up, and then he had a nine of spades result, which means an ending. And I think, because that's his result card, I really think he's very happy to be out of office. I really think he's happy. The result card is always a blessing card, and I think he must be thinking, wow, I am so glad to be off from under all the scrutiny and having to lie so much to keep my job. Perhaps. Okay, the next thing I wanted to mention was maybe I would think that a lot of you, especially since you're metaphysically inclined, that might have gotten this email that went around a few weeks ago entitled Upcoming Eclipses, an Oracle's Prophecy Through the Eye of the Needle. And this is basically a channeled document, and it was written by Jennifer Posada, who has her own website. She's in East Sound, Washington. And it's a channel thing. And a lot of these go around, you know. We get these all the time. But here's something she said in there. She said on Monday, August 27th, at around 12:30 a.m. Pacific time, the planet Mars is going to be at its closest point to the Earth. This will not happen again in any of our lifetimes, and they say it will look as large as the second moon to the naked eye. This is called the Red Moon. I referred to it in my book or document, The Sibylline Prophecy, as a sign of the coming of the new world. This energetic represents bringing action into the attainment of our dreams. It's all a very positive message, but it's completely fallacious. It's completely false. And most of these documents that go around are false. People write these. The planet Mars is not going to be anywhere close to the sun today as any other time of this year. As a matter of fact, the closest time it gets to the Earth this year is in December. And I don't care how close the planet Mars gets to the Earth, it will never, ever be even close to the size of the Moon. And you can go on the NASA website. The closest Mars ever came to the Earth in our lifetime was in 2003, and it did really get bright. It got almost as bright as Venus. And Venus is the brightest star that you see out there. And they said this was the closest that it's been in 45,000 years and the closest that it's ever going to be in our lifetime. So these, you have to scrutinize people when you get these things in the email. When you get things that say, like, Microsoft is giving away money and so forth and so on, you got to ask yourself, who wrote this stuff? And where did they get their information? And, you know, people that channel, this is very channelers, you never know what's behind a channel. When I was initiated into the Order of the Magi in 1992, they were very careful because they said that any soul who opens up to being a channel for beings on the astral plane, you never know who you're going to get, because there's a lot of beings in the astral plane that are of lower nature who would love to have somebody to speak through and live through on this earth and have some power here. And what do they want to do with their power? They want to confuse people. They want to disturb people. They want to make problems for people. They're not here to help. You have to be very careful when you open yourself up that you're connecting with somebody good, something good. Okay? So that was just something that came in recently. I thought I'd just give it a little chat about it. My topic tonight, even though I didn't put it in the email, is about the nine golden truths of relationship. I have gotten so many calls, and there's so much going on with relationships lately, and we're all kind of in the same boat. You know, we're all looking at our relationships and wondering, is this the right person? How did I get in this mess? This is very appropriate because today is August 27th, and this is the Queen of Hearts Day. By the way, one of my best friends, my best friend, his wife is born today. He's a King of Hearts. She's a Queen of Hearts. And this is a Virgo Queen of Hearts today. So the ruling card is a Ten of Clubs. So there's real competition in this birthday between the mother instinct and the career instinct. And as it turns out, a lot of women born this day don't have babies. And you would think a Queen of Hearts would always make it a priority to have children. But I have met a lot of people born this birthday, for some reason, who never had children of their own. I'm not saying that all of them don't, but certainly some of them don't. I mean, I think quite a few of them. I've also met quite a few gay women born on this birthday. I don't know why that turned out that way either. Maybe because the Ten of Clubs is such a masculine card. But a lot of women born this birthday that I've met recently in the last 2 years have been bisexual or gay, homosexual. Anyway, getting back to this, this is the card of love and marriage and sex. We're going to talk about the 9 golden truths of relationships, just things that I came up with as I observed people and watched, you know, how we sort of have a certain mindset about relationships that really doesn't really help us. It kind of sets things off. So just kind of getting in tune with what's really true, I think would really help a lot of people. So the first one is, we are the ones that choose our partners, not the other way around. I've had lots of clients who say, you know, he just would not go away. It's almost like their attitude is like, I was forced into this relationship by the other person. But that's not true. Nobody can make us be in a relationship. We have to finally choose, yes, you can be in my life. So if I'm thinking that somehow I was forced into a relationship with somebody, then I have to really take a look, because I'm really out of touch on some level. I'm not even watching myself make choices. We've got to get to at least take ownership of, hey, I chose this relationship, regardless of what it is. Regardless of what it is, I chose it. Which brings us to number 2, that no one can make us stay in a bad relationship. Only we can make that choice. If a relationship isn't working, we can step out of it at any time. You know, I mean, I was in what I consider a couple of bad relationships, each lasting over a year and a half. And, you know, I mean, I was kind of perplexed, really. I was perplexed about my own, why was I staying in the relationship? Is that clearly there were elements that I clearly didn't want. And I kept asking myself the question until I got some answers, but I realized there were things I wanted from those relationships. I was getting something that I wanted there, and there were other reasons too. But at least I did acknowledge that I was choosing to be in the relationship. Nobody can keep us in a bad relationship. Only we can do that. And, you know, speaking of bad relationships, you know, like when someone's abusive, women who are in abusive relationships, and I say women because it's usually women, it can be men too, but generally it's the female sex, the weaker sex, they're given some telltale signs of this way before it becomes really abusive. You know, a man who's abusive will test the waters first. He'll do something slightly abusive. If the woman doesn't stop right there and say, that's it, I'm out of here, the man who's, you know, full of his own illusion about himself thinks in his mind, well, she enjoys this. She's just the right partner for me because she likes to be hurt. And I'm the guy for her. So that's the illusion that's created. And the woman's not, she sees that happen and doesn't take action right then and there to claim boundaries for her own safety. And that's the end of the story. That's going to lead to more abuse. Truth number 3, though together, we each choose our current relationship for our own personal and specific reasons. You know, you can say that you and your partner are doing something together. Like, let's say you have a life, you have goals as a couple. But each of you are in the relationship for your own reasons. There's something that you're getting from the other person. There's something that you're learning. It's usually learning. You know, it's generally we're learning lessons in our life. Something that we're learning, and it's unique for each person. So there can be, that's why the love card is kind of cool, because it shows that the relationship can be experienced very differently from each side. If you read the love card's book and you read one person's relationship connection to another and then turn it around and read the other person's connections to the other person, you'll see they can be very different at times. One person may be having a really easy time with the relationship, the other person experiencing a lot of difficulty. Yeah, it can be that way. But basically, we have reasons for being with somebody. I mean, we can get into more of that, but let's just go on, and maybe we'll talk at the end a little bit more about why we are with certain people. Truth number 4, all we can see in our partners is ourselves. Now, that's not always true. Like, in other words, we're not always able to see that what we're seeing is ourselves. We're not always able to see that. I just had a client recently, you know, and she was convinced that she really wants to get married. That's her goal. But she chose a man who never would commit to her, and then who ultimately cheated on her with several women. And she still believes that she really wants to get married. See? But she hasn't made the connection yet that maybe there's something about her that is commitment phobic. She can't see that yet because the consciousness is not there yet. She's rather young and she hasn't really learned yet about herself. And just me telling her that's not really going to help her. I mentioned it. I'll mention it anyway. But I know that we each have to learn this on our own. We have to learn through our own experience. So it just so happened that her cards were those kind of, whether her birth card and ruling card were cards that were fairly unmarriageable. Actually more than his, as a general rule. But here she was looking like the one that was faithful while he was cheating, and he was not willing to make a commitment, and she wanted a commitment. So what we see in our partner is actually in ourselves. If we can't see that, then we're just going to be in a world of confusion and blame. That's all we can do is blame the other then. Hope that we get it right sometime. Truth number five. We cannot hurt others, and others cannot hurt us. We can only hurt ourselves. You know, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, oh, I would do this, but I don't want to hurt somebody. I don't want to hurt my husband by... Here's a good one. I don't want to tell my wife that I'm cheating because it would hurt her feelings. This is a really good one. I don't want to tell her that I'm cheating on her because it'll hurt her. That is such a bullshit line, don't you think? You know, if I'm attached to somebody in such a way that if they leave me or if they get mad at me or something, that it really destroys me, that it really, like, just tears me to pieces. If I'm that weak inside and I haven't learned to love myself, I'm already hurt. I am already hurt. And it's not my partner's responsibility if they do something that hits my button. You know, I've told a lot of clients this thing, you know, like, what if somebody who came up out of the street, on the street, approached you and said, listen, please give me $1,000. And you say, no, I'm not going to give you $1,000. Go get a job and earn $1,000. They go, please, if you don't give me $1,000, I'm really going to be hurt. I'm going to be so, it's going to destroy my life if you don't give me $1,000. The question is, given that circumstances, would you give the person $1,000? See? Some people are so afraid of feeling guilty. They think they can hurt other people, and they live in that illusion. And they're so afraid of feeling the guilt of having hurt somebody else that they will let other people walk all over them all day long. Don't be one of those people. You can't really hurt others unless they're attached. Pain is always the measure of our attachment. If I'm attached, I'm just a painful situation looking to happen. If I'm really attached to something, I'm already set up for pain and suffering. That's the nature of attachment. Truth number six, the best thing we can do to love and help our partner is to love ourselves. You know, if I'm not loving myself, what do I have to give my partner? You know, it's like a people who martyr themselves, mothers, you know, who just run themselves into the ground, giving and giving, until there's nothing left to give. And now they're no use to anybody. And they'll say, I did it for you. I destroyed myself for you. Which really translates as, I destroyed myself for you so that I wouldn't have to do this anymore. I don't want to give to you. Whatever. You know, there could be lots of reasons. But if we're going to love other people, we have to be somebody that has something to give. And that means we have to love ourselves. And self-love is the highest gift we can give ourselves. It is the number one thing. Loving and accepting and being with our own self is primary, number one. I cannot love somebody else if I can't love myself. I have spent years of my own life in insecurity of abandonment. Didn't know I had it. Running from one relationship to the other. Not loving myself. Never knowing there was a wounded child inside of me that needed to be loved, that I was afraid to love. Looking for someone, a woman, to babysit my child that I didn't want to be with. I didn't want to be the one to love myself. I wanted someone else to do it for me. You make it better. You make it better for me. That's not really love. That never was really love. Love comes from a healthy person, from a heart that's whole, that's pure, that's full of love. It just naturally bubbles over. So in order to love others, we have to love ourselves first. Like they say in the airplane, before putting your oxygen mask on your children, put yours on first. Truth number 7, love always wants more of itself, and love always brings up everything unlike itself. In other words, love seeks to attract more love. Love seeks to grow. Anything that's blocking love in a relationship is going to come up. It's going to come up. It brings up everything because it wants to be fully expressed. Everything within us that in the past has blocked love is going to come up to be reexamined, and that's what all this stuff is that comes up in a relationship. It's the stuff from our past that never got healed, in misconceptions, beliefs about life and about love and about family and about relationship and about marriage and about sex and about money that is still blocked. There's a sense of lack in us, and that will come up in a relationship when we really open our heart. Because everything unlike love is going to come up in order that love can take over and grow and become stronger. And that's the reason we have so many challenges in relationships. Because nobody here is perfect. You can just choose not to have relationships at all. Your life will be a lot simpler. You'll be closed down. Your heart won't be open, probably, especially if you're doing it because you're avoiding your own issues. Some people get on the high and mighty horse saying, well, I'm choosing the path of non-relationship. This is a high spiritual practice. Really, they're just avoiding their own pain and suffering because their experiences in love were so disastrous, they looked for some philosophy that would justify them not having to deal with it anymore. That's true. Some people have done that. Truth number 8, lying destroys intimacy. As soon as we lie to our partner, we are no longer close to them. We now are living a double life. We have a truth. And we have what we tell them, and we have what we tell ourselves. Hopefully we can be honest with ourselves. But really lying basically destroys our own oneness with ourselves, our own intimacy with ourselves too. Because we basically, our speech has betrayed us. I was reading this really cool book on body language. And people who lie, when they lie, their hand often comes up to their ear or comes up to their mouth. And it signifies, I can't believe I'm saying this. I can't believe I'm saying this. You see the hand go up to the mouth or the ears. You can look for that little hint there about who's not telling the truth. Also, lying is a belief in poverty of love. In other words, a lie is an action taken which says, I really don't believe if I tell the truth, I'm going to get the love that I need because no one could really love me for all the truth that I am. So I'm going to have to lie because really nobody could really love the real me with all the stuff that I got going on. So I'm going to lie and pretend I'm somebody else and live in a world where there's never enough love for someone like me. That's what lying says. The truth is that marriage is not forever. Marriage can certainly be forever. It can be wonderful. It can be a wonderful thing. It can be a spiritual practice. It can be a romance. that lasts a whole lifetime. It can be a foundation for a family, which is what it usually is. It can be creating a stability, where a place where children can be raised and feel safe. But many times, people who are married grow in different ways, and they get to a point where their whole life direction has changed. Maybe they've had their kids, for example, and now they don't have that mission between them anymore. And one of them wants to really explore a certain avenue of life, and one the other. It's never an obligation that it has to be forever. This is all I mean to say. And really, that doesn't need to be said in this country too much, because we have the highest divorce rate of any country in the world, I think. You know, people don't take the marriage very seriously here anyway. You know, certainly the people in the media, all the movie stars and so forth, they all just, marriage is meaningless to most of them. They just do it, and they're out of it in no time. But, you know, we do grow apart sometimes. And sometimes marriage is really the thing, and then later it changes for us. We grow. We grow into separate directions. And those are the nine truths, the nine golden truths of relationship. I'm sure there's others. I'm sure there's plenty of them that I haven't really thought about. So, tonight, this is your show, everybody. You've got some questions, and I've got answers. All the lines are open. We're going to take a short break here. I would like to have Seth play one of the songs of my CD, perhaps the Sita Ram chant. And when we come back, if anybody's on the line, we're going to start doing some question and answers. So now's the time to call in. I hope you call in. I'd love to talk to you. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp on the Mr. Destiny radio show. And we do have callers. Thank you guys for calling in. I think the first one to call in has a birthday today. Her name is Nancy. Can I speak to Nancy?
Hello, Robert. How are you?
I can barely hear you, Nancy.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little
better.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is today really your birthday?
Today is really my birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And it is not only my birthday, it is a milestone birthday in that it is my 50th birthday.
Yes, I remember that one.
It seems huge, but I'm really thankful and grateful to be here. So.
Well, it's wonderful. And so how are things going for you? Did you have children?
No, I do not have children. I was married once and am divorced, and I do not have children.
Did you hear what I said about the Queen of Hearts born today? How
no,
a lot of them?
I did not hear anything previous.
Well, I talked a little bit about your card today, previously, and I said that for some unknown reason, a lot of the women born today who are Queen of Hearts, the mother card, don't have children.
Now, is that just mainly true of the Virgo Queen of Hearts?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it is. And
especially
then I've met
growing
also. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, especially growing up in the South, where it's, you know, almost prerequisite, you know, to marry and have children.
Yeah.
So it is out of the norm for sure.
Yeah, my friend Joseph's wife is the same birthday, and she's from the South also, never had kids. But I think it's because of the Ten of Clubs, because the Ten of Clubs is the other card for this birthday.
Right.
And that card is so career-oriented and so goal-oriented that it might create a conflict with the desire to have children.
I think it does, and then I think that possibly with those two cards combined, the freedom issues that are there have probably kept me from it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So do you have any questions about this year coming up?
Do I ever? Yes, I do. I have two mainly. One, I'm a writer, and I've written a play and hopefully going to be doing it in the fall of this year, and want to know what the year looks like for that. And then also, romantically, I would like to know.
Are you with somebody now?
No. You know, it's funny. I love your books, and the Queen of Hearts always has men around, and there are men around that I could, you know, take advantage of the situation. But no, not really. There is someone much younger than me, but I just... To me, it seems too much younger, about 18 years younger, and I think I'd rather be with someone my own age, but there's, you know, it seems like there's always men around. It's not that they're not around, it's just perhaps maybe, you know, not the right one, I guess, would be.
Well, we're always patrolling, you know, we're always out with our little fishing boats looking to catch something. Throwing our nets here and there, you know. And we're just looking for the signal from one of you ladies, right? So unless you give us the signal, though, we just keep moving.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, well, your cards this year are really, really great for your writing stuff.
Oh, that sounds so good. I'm so glad.
Yeah, I don't see any problem at all. Let me just see something here. As a matter of fact, this is a really significant career cycle that you're in right now that began last year.
Okay.
This past year.
Okay.
And you're in what we call the ascent to the pinnacle. The pinnacle is the place of the greatest reward and recognition for our work. And you hit the pinnacle when you're 52 years old.
Oh, great.
Man, 52 is going to be such a powerful year for you. I mean,
now, is it 52 for everyone or just for...
Well, it is for everybody a powerful year because it's also called the critical year. But for
okay.
you, it's also your pinnacle year.
Okay.
That's extremely unusual. And only the Queen of Hearts has that.
In what way is it unusual?
It's unusual to have both of those really key years in the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's a blessed year also. So, I mean, this is the time right now for you to consider how big can you see your life going in terms of your writing.
Okay.
You have to think, you have to shoot for the stars so at least you hit the moon.
Oh, and I'm certainly capable of that.
I am sure you are. No, I mean, all the women I've met of your birthday, they have incredible writing skills.
Well, that was a gift that I discovered early on. I went to a very strict private school, and it was very tough academically, and I excelled in sports and then also in writing, and wasn't even an A student, but anything to do with writing, I just got, you know, great grades, and it came very natural to me, so I knew quite young. And then I did stand-up comedy and wrote, you know, everything that I did, and I even wrote for other people. And that was what I thought when I was young that I wanted to do, but it just wasn't quite it when I was doing it. So I kind of pulled my comedy writing, and pulled it all together and put it into a play. And that's what I'm going to be hopefully doing very soon.
Well, you know, your long range card is the Ten of Clubs. That's the card of publishing and getting the word out and getting successful in the literary arts. I mean, that's as good as it gets.
And that's my long range card for this year, starting
today. That's right, for this year.
Mm-hmm. Is that my yearly card?
Well, there's five cards that influence the entire year. That's the main one.
Okay.
That's the main one. You have to go for it. This is the year. You have to go for it.
Well, thank you, and
I don't know if a play is big enough.
You what?
I don't know if a play is big enough.
Oh, no, it is.
Okay.
It is, because I have a whole plan for it, and if
okay.
It goes through all those steps, then, yeah, it'll be.
Well, as long as it's leading to something bigger, because, you know, you have the potential here for huge success. And the next 3 years, really, your pinnacle year is 52. So you got this year and the next year, and then you're in the 52 year. So it's like you got to, like, put everything in motion so that 52 year is the best it can possibly be.
Oh, that's so great.
Now, you don't have a lot of love cards this year.
Oh, well.
But
that's
really
okay.
Because your focus is elsewhere.
Okay.
You could have several boyfriends if you wanted to.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just probably pass.
I can't imagine a Queen of Hearts going without sex, you know? You're the sex card.
I know, but isn't it tempered by the Vestal Virgin of Virgo?
Oh, maybe, but Virgo is not just the Vestal Virgin. Virgo is a sign of fertility.
Well, okay.
There's no lack of sexual energy there.
Okay. Well, let me ask you another question.
All of your heart cards are threes this year.
Oh, okay.
Which means you have two, at least.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, I don't know if it may become a bigger... it will become bigger, actually. The year after this will be the love year for you.
The year after this year?
Yeah, your next birthday will start a Two of Hearts year.
Oh, okay.
And that's when you're going to focus on relationship more.
Okay. Well,
right.
I know you're also an astrologer. I have Pluto conjunct the Sun.
Uh-huh.
And I've never really fully understood about it. I've gone to an astrologer when I lived in Atlanta, and she kind of tried to explain it to me, but she said it kind of acts like the magician in Tarot, in that I could manifest, you know, what I want here on Earth, but have to be careful, you know, kind of what I ask for, kind of thing.
Well, that may be true, but, you know, sometimes astrologers get too way out in their little... You know, there's all pot-smoking stuff, you know?
Okay.
Pluto is the planet that rules the sign of Scorpio. It's the planet of power. All that means is that you're a person that's very powerful. You have a powerful will. Nobody makes you do anything. Do you understand?
I do understand.
And you like to maintain a certain control in your environment. See? You're a little bit of a control freak.
I agree with that, but then I have to, being a spiritual person, I have to then, you know, say to God, not my will, but thine, and turn over, you know, let go and let God think.
Yeah, that's a great that is the highest use of Pluto, is to transform ourselves and not try to change other people. And see,
right.
Virgo, they're always seeking perfection, you know.
Uh-huh.
So Virgos can be very anal about everybody else getting on the bandwagon. Hey, you guys, who left the toilet seat up? Get over here. Put that cigarette away.
Well, I came to that giving, you know, my power to my higher power, as a lot of people do, pretty much in desperation on my knees, so to speak. And once I got to the point, because I did think that I could help everybody, make everything right for everybody, control everything, and of course I could not, and, you know, was pretty much a failure at that.
Well, you know,
so,
the thing that Virgo has to remember is that your yardstick that you measure yourself by every day, and which is your yardstick on your path to perfection, is only meant for you. It's not one that was meant to be used on other people.
Well, that's pretty profound, too. I do like that very much.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
that's what being a Virgo means. See, you come into this lifetime. A Virgo life is a life where perfection is sought by following an idea. This is a mental thing. Do you understand?
I do.
I'm seeking perfection by trying to match my life up to an idea, an ideal of perfection. And that's what it means to be a Virgo.
Okay.
And it's called immature. They call it the virgin because they're immature. Why? Because they're working on a conceptual level and not an experiential level. See?
Yes, that makes sense.
But Virgos attain experience by trial and error with the conceptual. You're going to give it a shot, you see.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, do I have Saturn in Virgo for 2 years? Is that right?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't know. I just today, just in the little
Saturn is going into Virgo very soon, yes. It's already conjunct your Sun. So you're having Saturn cross over your Sun and your Pluto. That only means hard work, though. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And that's what you're going to be doing this year, working hard.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, nice talking to you, Nancy.
You too, Robert, and I think that you are a very blessed person in the work that you do. It has meant so much to me, and I thank you for your work very much.
Oh, thank you for sharing that, Nancy. I appreciate that very much.
Okay, have a great evening.
Okay, you too. Thanks for calling in. Don't forget the eclipse tonight.
Okay, I won't. Thank
you. The
lunar
eclipse. Are you on the East Coast?
Right. I am, and they're saying the peak for us will be about 6 a.m.
Yeah, you guys are lucky. You get to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to set my clock.
All right, Nancy, have a nice evening.
Okay, Robert, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was a nice chat with Nancy. Now we have one line open, I think, line number two. We're going to go right ahead and talk to our next caller, whose name is Vicki, who's on line four. Are you there, Vicki? Do we have anybody here to talk to? Sometimes
hello?
Oh, hello?
Is this Robert?
Is this Vicki?
Yes.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
Fine. Is this Robert?
This is Robert Cannon.
Oh, gosh, because I'm hearing you on the radio, too. I think
turn the radio off for a second while you're talking to me,
okay? I'll turn the radio off because you're amazing. Okay.
It'll be a little confusing because you'll hear me talking in a delayed fashion.
Okay, perfect. So, I love your work. It's amazing. You've got my birthday. I wanted to get a sense for what you thought for the year, both for career and love.
So, are you born August the 8th, 1952?
Right.
Okay.
I know what time, 10:25 a.m.
Okay, well, I... don't really need that information. I'm just going to use the card for you. If I was doing astrology, though, I would look at, I would do all that. So, are you in a relationship right now?
No, I ended one last November, and it was a terrible ending of a 10-year relationship, and I didn't end it. He ended it.
Did you end it?
He did.
It was 10 years long, huh?
Yeah.
Was it a marriage?
No.
Think you'll ever get married?
I hope so. What
really?
Do you think?
How'd you go 10 years without it?
Long story.
Well, you know, you're, we're seriously doubting your marriage ability. Right?
Who is?
Because you're a five of diamonds.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
That's a freedom card. So, you know, a lot of fives will never marry because they want to keep their freedom. They're, you know, they just don't want to go back into, like, a situation where they feel trapped.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Is it possible you could speak up a little bit because I can barely
hear? Oh, yeah, I can talk louder.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Okay, certainly.
Because I want to hear your responses.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I always wanted to get married, but I, you know, was in a long-term relationship.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, something about you was marriage-phobic.
Hmm.
Wouldn't you say?
I don't think so, but...
Well, you didn't do it.
I didn't do it. Well, he didn't do it. I mean,
well,
I wanted
I don't, to. I don't know about him, but I know about you.
Mm-hmm.
I got your card.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I'm not saying you could have anything you want. I have no doubt about that, Vicki. You could have marriage if you want that, or you could have not marriage, which you already have.
Mm-hmm.
10 years of not marriage, but it was a long-term relationship.
Right.
And you got lots of love cards this year. You got love coming in your future.
Oh, great.
Yeah. You're gonna be having sex with somebody by December 1st.
Fabulous.
Yeah, you got a four of hearts and a queen of hearts. You're going to be a happy girl.
Uh-huh.
So,
and is this one person or is there a relationship?
This looks like one, yeah. How many did you want?
I just want one.
Okay, yeah, this is, the last woman had the two thing. You don't have that.
Uh-huh.
You just have one.
Great.
But I see this being a year, though, that you really have to reach out and connect with some groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go out and be more social. Leos are already kind of social, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to, like, focus on that. Like, get out to groups. Like, take dance lessons, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You know, take, you have to make an effort to be in situations where groups of people hang out. And if you do, good things are going to happen to you.
Okay.
And, you know, your long-range card is a six of hearts, which means there could be somebody very special coming for you this year.
Wow.
That can be like a destined love card.
Wow.
So you call back, like, in December and let us know who showed up.
Wow. And what about career for this year?
Who cares?
Can you tell me anything about career for this year?
I don't know. What kind of career you got?
Global media.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, no, it's fabulous if I could just keep getting work.
Well, you're going to do fine. I don't see any problems there.
And what about traveling? I, for 10 years, lived in two countries, and I love doing that. Do you see me traveling a lot?
See, a five of diamonds will travel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to look for that in the card. You'll travel with any excuse. You know, you just, like, somebody calls and says, hey, you go, oh, hey, can I come visit you?
Right.
So don't worry about travel. You always create opportunities for travel.
Mm-hmm. And what about money this year? It's been a hard year for money.
Well, you know, five of diamonds, because of your own restlessness, and your own sort of sense of dissatisfaction about money and about job and stuff, there's also a sense of uncertainty around finances there. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, always uncertainty.
I'm not saying always, but frequently. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Well, okay, what are we arguing about here? So, you have a Three of Diamonds Pluto this year and a Seven of Diamonds result. These cards indicate that you have some work to do on your relationship to money. You need to learn to overcome your sense of lack that you have. Have you ever done any work on that?
No. How would I do that?
Well, read some books, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of books that teach how to develop a prosperous inner self,
mm-hmm.
which attracts money externally.
Have you written one?
I've written one called The Big Money Book.
Oh, great.
On my website. It's a great book.
Okay,
helps
great.
Helps thousands of people. There's another book I recommend called The Trick to Money is Having Some.
Okay.
By Stuart Wilde. And there's a new book out that's called The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind.
Wow.
And I just read this recently. It's pretty good. And I recommend that one, too. It's a different kind of book, but it's definitely gets you going. So you just need a little kickstart. You need to transform the worry into creativity. And the indications are that you could end up with a lot of money by your next birthday.
Wow.
But you will have to do something about it. It's not going to happen by you not just going through the year.
Right.
You're going to have to apply yourself in that area. Okay?
Both spiritually and professionally.
Yeah, it has to be, you know, money is attracted by money. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Like attracts like. And if internally I feel poverty, I'm going to attract poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Because like attracts like. So the real work is not out there in the world, not in what career to get. The real work is in my relationship to feeling safe and full and gratitude inside. That's where the real work is.
Mm-hmm. Great.
That shouldn't be a problem for you. You're a Leo. You can do anything.
Great. Thank you so much.
Great talking to you, Vicki.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks for being my guest.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, well, that was somebody born on 8-8, and we have Brenda, who's born on 10-10. But we're going to take a little break first, and I'd like to play the song Krishna. And then after Krishna, we'll come back and talk to Brenda and Sarah, who are waiting patiently. And we do have line 4 open, folks. If you want to get in line for the reading after Sarah, you can be next after her. We'll be right back after a short break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm in a good mood tonight. I'm not sure if it's because the moon is full and I'm a Cancer or because I had a really great cup of coffee about a half hour ago. My favorite coffee is hazelnut coffee. I don't know if you guys like coffee or not. And I feel very fortunate that I can drink it. So many people can't even drink coffee because it's too much for them. I don't drink excessively, but I just love my little coffee in the morning. So we have Brenda waiting patiently on line three. Are you still with us, Brenda?
Hello.
Hi, Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. If you could speak a little louder, it'd be great.
Maybe I can get Seth to turn us both up because I can barely hear you, too.
Oh, okay.
Now I can hear you better.
Okay.
So are you born October 10th, 1964?
Yes, I am.
And what's on your mind this evening?
I've just had a major fire in my business. And I'm wondering if rebuilding is not something that I should be doing and if it's safe to rebuild.
So your business just burnt down?
Yes, I have a large pig farm and I lost over half my animals at 1 o'clock a week ago today.
Wow. Wow.
It's a tragedy beyond tragedy for these animals and I don't believe it was an accident, but I can't prove it.
Yeah. Well, in one
sense,
in one sense, there are no accidents. You know, I mean, okay, yeah, there may be somebody who caused the fire, who did it on purpose. That's entirely possible.
Mm-hmm.
But from your particular standpoint, where you're living in your life, this happened for a purpose for you. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
Now, when I look, it's interesting because in your cards right now, you have an Ace of Spades, which is one of the death cards. This is a big death for you that you're going through right now.
It is. It's incredible to see all of our livestock dead.
Yeah.
It's like a Holocaust.
Yeah. I mean, it is a transformation for you of immense proportion. Okay. So,
okay.
I don't know if you're meant to continue with that or if it's really over for you, that particular profession. Okay. Are there other things that you've considered doing?
No, because I've considered rebuilding. I've already started the rebuilding project.
Oh, okay. Well, when I look, the influences that I see in your cards are that there's a lot of money around you. And that you're going to be making money and spending money this year.
Well, if you're rebuilding, I guess you get both.
Yeah. But they look, the influences are positive, though, Brenda. Okay? They're positive influences. So it's not like I see this being a good thing. So you've already chosen to rebuild, right?
Yes, it's something I've chosen to do because I do it for the love of doing it, not for the money of doing it.
Yeah. Well, the money's there for you. I can see that as well. So you don't have to worry about the money. It's all going to be fine.
That sounds good.
Was there any other questions you had?
Do I have any, because you said the Ace of Spades with, I think you called that death, did you?
Yes. It's a mini death for you. This has been a mini death for you. If I had talked to you just after it happened, I would have told you wait till after your birthday to decide whether to rebuild or not. The reason I would have done that is because you are in your Neptune period right now. And Neptune is a period when we're not seeing everything usually completely accurately. And it's not, in general, it's not a good idea to make important decisions in that period of the year, which just began a week ago for you, around the time of the accident.
Okay.
And your birthday is in October, so that's when your birthday comes, your mind will clear up and you'll see everything clearly, and you're likely to make, you might even make a different choice at that time. Maybe not, but you might. So just as a general rule, I tell people not to make important decisions in Neptune.
Well, you kind of have to finish this decision that I've made because I've got half the barn still alive and functioning. I'm missing the other half to make the complete unit.
Uh-huh.
So you kind of have to finish what you start.
Well, then you've already chosen.
Do I get a personal life out of all this, or do I keep getting more upheavals? I mean, this is incredible. I've had 2 fires in 1 year.
2 fires in 1 year?
I have a second property, and the house burned down in November.
How'd that happen?
And I believe this... the fire marshal couldn't find anything there either, but I believe it's the same cause.
Mm-hmm. So you think somebody is setting these fires behind your back?
I think so, for sure.
Yeah. Do you know who it is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know this person, but I think that's what you need to really focus on. It's hard. I mean, the cards, I really can't say, you know, I don't know all the whole story behind this and who this person is and so forth, but obviously that's something that you, especially because you know who it is, it would be to your advantage to deal with that relationship in some way, directly.
I don't understand. If the relationship is long over, why this person would feel the need to do this.
Well, it may be over for you. But it doesn't look like it's over for the other person.
Do I get to move on to my own life, or does other people still play my life?
So, you know, I'm just thinking whatever you can do to address that could really be beneficial to you. Otherwise, you might have another fire.
That's what I'm afraid of, is another fire.
Well, I don't know. I don't see... There is in your Saturn period, which is May 7th of next year to June 28th, you have a karmic influence then that could represent something happening like fire. But I don't think it's going to be a fire. I'm not sure. Just make sure that if you are rebuilding it, you have insurance.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And I'd get the police in on this if I were you.
They've already been here at the fire marshal and cleared it.
Yeah, but you should let them know, hey, you've had 2 fires in 1 year and you think you know who's doing it.
They do know what I feel. They do. They're well aware of this person.
Okay, good.
They're well aware of it, but, you know, like I said, do I get to have a life? Do I live in a fear? Do I get to claim my life back, or do I have a challenge like this for... June 28th next year.
Yeah, I really don't know. You know? I don't know.
Do I get to have anything of joy in my life?
See, Brenda, you've already made some choices that have already set your course. When you decide to rebuild, that was a choice. That was you doing your life right there. Do you understand?
Okay.
You get it?
I kind of understand.
You didn't have a choice. You didn't have to rebuild. You understand? And that choice has with it its own parameters, its own requirements, its own... And that's going to determine, that's going to define your life partly this year. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So the choices you're making every day are defining your life. You can choose a different life anytime you want. You can have a life of joy and fun. You can have a life of love and romance, sex, whatever. Prosperity, ease, but you have to make the choices that cause that to happen.
It was a wonderful life till last week. It wasn't a bad life at all.
Well, if all that's missing are the animals, you're going to get those back. Right?
The ones you lost, you don't get back. The ones that suffer, you don't get to help.
Well, no, you can't do anything about the past, but you can rebuild something in the future that's just as beautiful or more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, that's where you have power. So you have good influences. I do think you need to deal with this guy. Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy. I know his birthday.
What is his birthday?
It's August 16th, 1962.
Well, he's in your cards this year. Not really strong, but he's there. So, you know, I'm not saying he's going to be playing a role or anything. He may or may not be playing a role.
You know, each time I come on the spiritual path to learn and to find a new role, I just picked up both your books the Sunday night before this happened. I was talking to my friend and telling her how excited I was to be able to start reading and understanding what you were teaching.
You're going to love these books. Queen of Clubs loves
every time.
Queen of Clubs loves it. What's that?
Every time I start something, something tragic happens. Something that takes me away from reading. Every time I start a new path, that'll change.
This system is meant for you. You'll see.
Okay.
I have no doubt about that at all. I can say that with 100% assurance.
Well, I'm living it, so I guess it is meant for me.
It'll bring you good, nothing but good, also. It will.
I hope so. It's a tragedy that people's lives have been torn apart. Things will happen better. Thank you.
You're welcome, Brenda. Great talking to you. Have a nice evening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have, waiting patiently on line number two, we have a woman named Sarah. Is Sarah with us still? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you, Sarah?
Oh, doing well. I'm so glad that I can talk with you.
Oh, great. And you're in Tucson, I take it?
Yes.
And is your birthday September 20th, 1953?
52.
Oh, 52. Well, I'm glad I asked. Because sometimes Seth, you know, it forgets or something. So, do you read my books, Sarah?
No, but I want to. I'm listening to people talk about them.
Oh, cool. Well, you can get a lot of answers. But, you know, since I have you on the line, I'll tell you that your card is a Four of Clubs.
Okay.
That's the organizer. Plus, you know, you're a Virgo anyway, right?
Yeah.
But see, the Four of Clubs, there's other birthdays that have that card. There's a Cancer Four of Clubs. There's a Libra Four of Clubs. And all of them, no matter what birthday they are, they're all really good organizers. So you must be like a super organizer.
Probably too much at times.
I am sure. So what questions do you have for me this evening?
Well, my boyfriend and I are today in a very calm period in our lives, and we're building a relationship of, you know, it for the first time in a long time, it's not up and down, up and down. And today it's been incredibly wonderful. And
what is his birthday?
July 1st, and he was born in 34.
Okay.
And I was calling to see if you might have some insight if this is really going to take on a bigger commitment, marriage-like. I mean, today it was a lot of conversation that was suggesting commitment and that kind of thing.
Well, so how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 2.5 years.
Okay, and is he saying now that he wants to commit in a bigger way?
Yeah. I mean, this is so... It's been a lot of up and down, especially this past year, and today was like a major... It felt like is so different. It felt so stable, and I was hearing him say things that were along the lines of commitment.
Now, is he successful?
Yes.
And
yeah.
He has a lot of money?
Yeah.
And you don't?
No, I don't.
I have met so many poor clubs who are with older men who have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they're looking for security.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're doing?
Well, I really care about them, too.
Well, I know, but I know. We all care about everybody.
Yeah, well, this one, I really do care. It's got a big part of my feelings. And so...
Well, I just find it curious that four clubs, because it's a very security card, you know, oriented card.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it has a lot of like a cancer influence, which cancer is a sign of security and, you know, being afraid of not having enough, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I look ahead because your birthday is coming up very soon here, okay?
Yeah.
And your long range card, they have every year has a long range card. Is a five of spades. And it looks like you guys, are you living together now, or?
We spend every day together. We have separate homes.
Okay. Well, this looks like a year for you when you're going to move or have a significant life change. So that would probably involve moving.
Okay.
And there's a potential there for even marriage. Okay?
Okay.
But he's also showing up in your Saturn position this year, which means that something about his interaction with you this year is going to be very, very hard.
Okay.
So it's not a definite that you're going to get married, but there's a potential for that. That's
okay.
Number one. You get that?
Yeah.
Number two, he's showing up in a Saturn position for you this year, which means that he's going to be... And there's something about money around it, too. Like, it's going to be really hard for you, and you're going to be feeling like there's not enough money.
Okay.
So he might turn around and do something. You know, I don't know. He's got his own insecurities around money, you know. Even
yeah.
though he's got a lot of money, he's insecure about money.
Yeah.
He's a cancer crab.
Yeah.
I'm a crab. We worry about our money, no matter how much we have. And, you know, you have good connections with him. There's no doubt about that. You guys have a lot of good connections. But I just wonder about him, if he's really, what's he really want, you know what I mean?
Me too.
And does he look at you as just a gold digger or what? Because people of that birthday of his are very suspicious.
Yeah.
My sister has a son born that birthday. You want to hear something funny?
Okay.
When he he's only like, you know, 19 years old. When he takes money out of his wallet, he turns away from everybody so they can't see. Isn't that funny?
Well, and that's very telling, and I think I witnessed that with my my sweetheart. And that's what I was wondering if your insight might pick that up, because it's just been an awful year of...
When you guys fight, what do you fight about?
I want more of a commitment. I feel, you know, and he, right now he's working on setting up his future. It, you know, he's setting up like the executor of his estate, kind of thing. So he's doing all of that right now, and so that's why I'm talking to him about the idea of, you know, what is happening between he and I.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you fight about usually?
No. It's just become a recent topic. It's more about commitment, really.
Mm-hmm.
On every level.
Well, you know, there comes a time in every relationship when you either commit or just move on.
Yeah.
There's other fish in the sea.
Oh, I know. I know.
You know, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I think the change is coming for you. I think it's going to be a good change. And that's really all I can tell you.
Okay.
You're going to be moving. I know that.
Okay.
And it's going to be good, but, you know, you may not like it at the time. I don't know. I don't know what the circumstances of that move are going to be, because it could go so many different ways. But overall, you know, I think you're living a little bit of a poverty life, Sarah.
Okay.
You're not going for everything you want. You're trying to get a little piece of what you want and hoping that that will be enough. You're looking for security, okay. But I wonder if you're really, like, if this is the man of your dreams. You know what I mean? Like, did you?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Yeah, I just don't think you are going for all that. I think you're just going for, like, part of what you want and letting go of the rest, thinking you can't have it. And that's a form of poverty consciousness.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that may be the rest of your life, you know, that's what you're going to do. I would love to see you have more. Okay.
Well, at the same time, I do cultivate my projects and, you know, focus on that. But I look at this and wonder, you know, and I don't want to wonder anymore. I want it in writing.
Well, you're going to have to set some parameters for yourself.
Yeah.
You have to set some boundaries for this and be committed to it for your own happiness. Okay, so I wish I could say, you know, oh, wow, yeah, look, he's going to marry you. And I can't say that, unfortunately. It's not out of the question, for sure. There's a possibility for that, but it's not definite either.
Okay.
All right, Sarah?
All right.
All right, thank you for being a guest on my show tonight.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for what you do for all of us.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you get the book someday and enjoy reading them.
Yes, I'm going to look for those books.
Cool. All right, Sarah. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Very interesting how patterns emerge when we look and study different people. And we have two lines open now, folks, line two and line three. We have Greg waiting patiently on line four. He'll be up next. We're going to take a short break. I'd like to hear the song Om Namah Shivaya. And when we come back, we'll talk to Greg. And whoever is next after that, we'll talk to them. So thanks for holding on to the show. And we'll be back after a few minutes and after this wonderful song. Bye-bye. got answers. And now I got some answers for Greg. If he's still on there, he's been holding on patiently. Are you here with us, Greg? Hello, is Greg there from California?
Yes, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Can you talk a little louder?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I think he just turned you up a little bit. Now I can hear you better. Thanks. So, you're the same birthday as my 11-year-old son.
Okay.
You're the same birthday as George Clooney.
Nice.
Do you have a round little head?
Yeah.
I love that, you know. That's because you're a Four of Clubs ruling card, and fours always look kind of squarish, you know?
Oh, really?
Like Bruce Willis is a Four of Diamonds. He's got a little square, round head, you know?
Uh-huh.
George Clooney, a real solid-looking kind of guy, you know?
Yep.
And my son's the same way. He's got a little round head. He's real stable, you know, real grounded.
That's me.
So, what's on your mind this evening?
Well, basically I was calling because I'm just trying to get some type of insight of what's going on for the remaining of the year and into next year with me, because last year, October 16th, I had an accident at my job. I had to have reconstructive surgery on my hand. So I've been out of work for close to 11 months right now, and I'm about to go back into the work market because I got cleared from my doctor and I lost a percentage of mobility in my hand movement.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with that whole thing. I'm a very creative person. You know, I've been an editor, into computers. I've shot camera. I work in production.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure you're good at lots of things, Greg.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't believe anything is an accident, you know. So I don't know if you've ever thought about why this happened to you last year.
Somewhat.
I mean, you know, I think if people really think about things like that, they usually find that there's some connection between what happened and what they were thinking.
Okay.
You know? Like, I don't know if you were enjoying your job last year or not. Or if you felt like you were kind of chained to it in some way.
No, I wasn't chained to it. And, you know, it seems that, you know, the majority of the jobs I work in for a couple years, and then I get bored of it, and then I want to move to the next level.
Right.
And so on and so on.
So
in this company.
Maybe that was your way of moving on, was to have this accident.
Yeah, and since then, the company has gone under.
Uh-huh.
And there's no more company in the whole bit.
Your timing was good, Greg.
Yes.
Well, Greg, you're in a very... This year is a really great year for you, okay? I mean, you're just... Everything's coming up roses for you this year. I don't know if you're noticing this yet.
Okay.
But you're like the belle of the ball this year. In terms of work and socially and romantically.
Nice.
Haven't you noticed?
Yes. my wife and I are having a wonderful time.
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, this is a year when you should be reaching out to groups of people and being as social as possible, because that's where your success comes. And you should have no trouble with this job either. I don't see any problem.
Okay.
You know, but you have to, you know, there's no reason for you to have an accident in the future in order to move jobs.
Right.
So if you're not happy in a job, you should be a little more proactive about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't have to have an accident to get out of it.
Right.
You know, I used to have a guy that worked for me, and we used to work this job that was 6 days a week. And one day a week, usually on Monday, he would get sick. Every week, something would happen, something unbelievable would happen to this guy that would cause him to miss one day of work every week.
Okay.
I finally pulled him aside. I said, "Listen, Ernie, I don't want you to work on Mondays anymore." You're not. Don't come in here Monday. You're not working Monday. You're just going to work Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
He never got sick again.
Nice.
He just really didn't want to work that 6 days, you know?
Uh-huh.
But we were in a situation where it wasn't cool to not work 6 days.
Okay.
So the only way he could do that was by having an accident, getting sick, you know, or something really weird.
Wow.
And once I just said, just come in, don't come in Mondays, he stopped getting sick.
Beautiful.
So, you know, you're a king of diamonds, four clubs. You got a strong work ethic, which may not allow you just to not do something. Sometimes.
Right.
So
yeah, I love
up,
to work.
Lighten up a little bit. Make it more fun.
Uh-huh.
And you won't get sick.
Thank you very much.
And you should have a great year. This should be fun, and you should have so much fun, okay? So.
All righty.
Just enjoy it, all right?
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Greg.
All right, you have a good night.
Great talking to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was nice. I got to talk to a man who's the same birthday as my 11-year-old son. It's kind of cool. I was watching George Clooney, who has the same birthday, in a movie the other night, and I was watching his little facial tics, and he's a very strange person. If you look at him carefully, he's got some really unusual little facial tics, and my 11-year-old son has the same facial tics. It's spooky. Okay, we have Don, who's been waiting patiently on line 3, and we have now two lines open. Line 2 and 4 are open. If you want to call in, there's still time. But if you can put Don on. Hello, is this
Don? Hey, Robert.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And you're in Michigan?
Yes, sir.
How's the weather out there?
Oh, actually, it's been pretty nice up here. We had a pretty hot summer. Can't buy rain up here, though, this year.
You know, what's all this rain in the Midwest and nobody else is getting any? What's the deal?
Yeah, I know. I tell you.
Everybody's flooded, and then it's either flood or drought. You can't have it both ways.
Cycles, I guess, right?
Yeah. And what town in Michigan are you in?
Upper Michigan.
Oh,
Iron Mountain.
Okay. I've never been up that way before.
Yeah. Beautiful country up this way.
But what's on your mind tonight? Is it love or money?
Anyhow, Robert, I just called. I just recently bought your book here.
Oh, okay.
The Cards of Destiny book. And I just wondering if you could give me a little insight as to, obviously right now I got an Ace of Spades coming in.
Yeah, you're in your Mercury period, Ace of Spades, Eight of Hearts. So what's the job situation like right now for you?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I just put in my notice last night.
Uh-huh.
And I'm starting a new one here in a couple weeks.
Well, that's all perfect. Ace of Spades can mean the ending of your job.
Okay.
And a happy ending at that.
Yes. Okay. Okay. How about these fives coming up?
Well, the five coming up in the Venus is probably your new job.
Okay.
But you could have some. There could be some kind of... Are you married?
No.
Okay. You could take a little trip and meet somebody on the trip.
Okay, okay.
Make sure your girlfriend doesn't know about that.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I'll make sure and tell them.
Yeah. Well, fives like this, they often mean travel and a sense of restlessness and dissatisfaction, which propels us into changes.
Okay.
No, I don't think any of these are especially heavy duty.
Okay. How about the eights coming in at the end there?
What ace are you referring to?
No, the eights. I'm sorry.
Oh, the eights. Well, those are fantastic.
Okay, that usually means more or less
success
in some form or fashion.
Hard work, but success, money, and just, you know, really getting a lot done.
Okay.
Eights are the best, some of the best cards there are, you know.
Okay.
So actually, this is going to be a very nice year for you.
Okay, I see I got the Jack of Clubs and the Long Range.
Yeah, do you want to get
Jack
married?
Jack of Spades there, the result.
Do you want to get married?
I wouldn't leave it out, put it that way.
Well, there's a chance of it this year because your Pluto card is one of the marriage cards, see?
Okay, right, and the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah, the challenge card. And the Jack of Spades is your result, which could mean that could be a person that you marry, okay? Or her birth card, a ruling card,
mm-hmm.
or that you settle down with. So there's an indication here.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to keep in mind. That's why I'm calling.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, this is going to be a fun year. It's an unusual year to have three fives in a row and then three eights. That
okay.
only happens at age 43 for anybody. And there's other ones, too, at age 43. There's three kings, three threes. Some people get three threes, three fives.
I'll tell you this. I've been kind of looking back even in my past history. I'll tell you, it's pretty accurate.
Oh, good. So you've been testing out the system a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit here. You know, I kind of really got into it here. So
I did my weekly
after I had put in my notice.
Uh-huh.
I did my weekly sprint.
Yeah.
And I came up with an environment of a three of spades.
Uh-huh.
Long range of an ace of clubs. Pluto was ace of hearts, and the result was a nine of clubs.
Uh-huh.
So that all kind of fits right in there, too, with what's going on, too, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything's good. This is not a hard ending for you.
Okay.
So you're on a good track. This is going to be a fun year. Enjoy yourself.
Okay, good deal. I appreciate it.
All right, Don, thanks for being a guest on the show tonight.
You betcha.
All right, take care.
Have a good night.
You too. Take care. Okay, we're going to go right on to Kathy and Monique, and then we're going to end the show. Kathy, are you on the line? Oh, somebody just hung up. That was probably Don. Or was that Kathy? Well, do we have anybody still on the line? Let's see. We'll see. Hello? Hello? I'm looking for either Kathy or Monique.
This is Kathy.
Oh, hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Robert?
Good. Another ace of clubs, two in a row.
Is it really? Wow.
Yeah, the guy before you, Don, was an ace of clubs, Leo, and you're an ace of clubs, Cancer.
Oh, yeah.
So have you found the relationship of your dreams yet?
Oh, yeah, when I was 15.
Cool.
Yeah, he's a five of clubs, so that tells you with a three of diamonds planetary ruling card. So, guess what?
Yeah, you know, that's how it works some days. Love and marriage aren't exactly synonymous.
It's true.
So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, a couple of things. In my three of hearts last year, I had the King of Spades as my long-range card.
Uh-huh.
And I had a really wonderful year.
Okay.
And I have an invention. And so it's kind of working along and going at its snail's pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know how things are looking.
Well, I mean, you don't have the power this year that you had last year.
Right.
But you still have some really good cards later in the year.
Right.
And so you're still working on this project, I assume.
I am, because I've got one prototype, and I've been asked to do another prototype. And
have you seen this show on TV called Invent This?
Drawing.
Have you?
Pardon me?
Have you seen this show on TV called Invent This?
No, I haven't. There's actually
a couple of TV shows on right now on TV where they have inventors and they help them develop their projects.
Okay.
I would look into it because you might be able to be on one of these shows.
Okay.
And one of the shows, they give you like a whole crew of experts to develop your project, your product. If they pick you... They do some amazing stuff.
Really?
They help you get they do all kinds of stuff, and they help you build prototypes and everything. I would definitely look on the TV on the educational channels. I think they're on, like, Discovery and those kind of channels.
Okay.
And look for this. I think one's called Something Edison. It has the word, like, Thomas Edison in there, Edison somewhere. And the other one is called Invent This.
Okay. I will look for those. I started out my year really, you know, really great, and then I've had a couple of personal setbacks. And one of those was my sister's committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
And I'm devastated about that.
Yeah.
You know, we discovered your book together, so she was the queen of clubs.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I'm kind of having a hard time with
Yeah, well, I can imagine that. I know that you must have been really, really close to her.
Right.
Ace of Clubs and Queen of Clubs are the closest cards, you know?
Yeah, I know, and I feel like part of me is cut away. And, you know, I mean, the last couple of years have kind of been not real good for us because of, you know, there were some interfering factors and we hadn't spoken.
So you guys weren't on good terms?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to kind of deal with that on your own, you know, process that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that must be really difficult.
It is. I know that she had Ace of Spades in her planetary ruling card, and in her personality card, she was February 26th, so she was the Five of Spades.
Uh-huh.
And I just need to know she's okay.
Well, you know, I believe that when we die, we're always taken to a place of pure love.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And the first thing we do, we're surrounded by love.
Right.
And those that love us. Because it's a whole loving experience, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As far as
yeah.
I know. So, I'm sure she's fine. But you're going to have to kind of come to that on your own, you know. That you're going to have to, like, find that for yourself so you can be okay. I think
okay.
If you ask her, she'll talk to you.
Oh, I know. I mean, we were, you know, far beyond a lot of other people with, you know, things that we were knowing and doing together, so.
Sure. So, you know, your long-range card this year is a Four of Hearts, which is a family card.
I know.
So I can't help but think that you're going to be somehow focusing on the people in your life that are important to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, you're an Ace of Clubs. Ace of Clubs tend to be loners, you know.
I know.
So this
yeah,
is like
I
for
am.
You
I'm
kind of coming out of being a loner.
From my family right now. I'm here in Colorado and my family is in Wisconsin. So
this might be a year for you. Kathy, this might be a year when you come out of being a loner and being more of a family person.
Okay.
So.
All right, well.
There's a lot of heart cards in your cards this year.
I'm sorry?
There's a lot of heart cards in your cards.
Yes, I saw that.
So I think that relationships are going to be a bigger focus than you think right now. You're all
really?
Focused on your career thing, but I think your relationships are going to be actually more important.
Okay. Well, I was thinking that this year would be like, you know, like a really work year where I was going to kind of like lay the groundwork, you know, for future success. So, and I'm wondering if maybe you...
Well, it's showing up as being a good year financially. I don't see any problems.
Okay.
Because you got a four diamonds long range in your ruling card and a ten of diamonds under vertically. So there's money.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely money coming your way.
Okay.
So I just think your attention is going to be on a lot of personal things.
Yeah, I do too. I didn't think that it would start out that way, you know, in the beginning of the year, but it sure didn't take long. I mean, I just went into my Venus period.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
All right, Kathy, I'm going to have to go now.
Okay, and I appreciate you taking my call, Robert. And
great to
like
talk
I say,
to you. Thank
I would
you for
be
being
lost in this world without your book.
Oh, I'm glad. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that, Kathy.
Yeah. They are. I live by those books. So.
Well, thanks.
Okay, thank you so much.
Having the courage to come on the show. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have a good evening.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay, without further ado, I'd like to bring our last caller on, Monique from Ontario. Is Monique here? Hello? We're looking for Monique. I assume she's still on the phone, but who knows?
I am.
Oh, there she snuck in, kind of surprised me. Oh. So how are you, Monique?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Are you at all related to Brenda?
Brenda?
Who called earlier from Ontario?
No.
Oh, okay. Just curious. No. Yeah, we got two calls tonight from Ontario, so I thought maybe you knew each other.
No.
Of course, Ontario is a big place.
Very.
So are you born March 7th, 1976?
Yes.
And what's on your mind this evening?
I'm wondering what you see, in my love life over the next, well, in period.
About what now? Your love life?
My love life, yeah.
So give me a little background about your love life.
Well, I just broke up with somebody recently, at the beginning of this week. We were dating for about a year.
Can you speak just a little louder, please?
Oh, sorry, I was just saying, I just broke up with somebody recently. We were dating for about a year.
Okay.
And I'm a little out of sorts over that. And I'm just wondering, what's in the cards.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if it's this phone that...
Yeah, because when your voice gets quieter, I can't make out what you're saying, unfortunately.
Okay.
So I heard you just broke up with somebody this year.
I just broke up with somebody about a week ago.
Okay, a week ago.
I was back over that.
Is there any chance you'll go back together with him?
Possibly.
What's his birthday?
His birthday is June 17th.
June 17th.
1977.
Okay. So, let's see. So he's a king of clubs and a jack of diamonds. And so what was the deal with you and him? Why'd you break up?
Trust issues.
Which one of you is untrustworthy?
Me.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think so, because you're a three of spades. So you wanted somebody else? You wanted to be with other people?
Oh, no. No, I think it was the other way around.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, see, your card, you're a three of spades. You also have there's a part of you that likes, that has difficulty with commitment. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you do. And who broke up with you, did you break up or he break up?
He did. But I think it was sort of a lashing out. And then we just sort of haven't spoken since.
Uh-huh. Well, in this relationship with him, you are the stronger person.
Okay.
Okay?
Meaning...
You understand?
Vaguely.
Well, it's easier for you to walk away than him.
Oh.
Now, you may not think that's true, but it is true. And
he's very stubborn, so maybe...
Well, you have to understand, he's a king of clubs and a jack of diamonds. He's royalty. He doesn't like to bow down to other people.
No.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But you're stronger than him, and with you, he cannot dominate you.
No.
And that may frustrate him. Do you understand?
Very much. He's used to dating people that are very catering and maybe getting away with certain things that lashing out in ways that he necessarily shouldn't. And I'm a bit headstrong, too. So, there were some clashes there.
I think you're going to be dating other people soon.
Okay. Are those two cards not a good match, or...
No, you guys are a good match, but there's a lot of requirements that have to be met first. You guys have a lot of compatibility, but there's a basic thing in this, and I'll tell you, the number one problem is that you're the leader of the relationship.
Okay. Meaning the dominate.
You're the one who has to be responsible to decide where you're going together as a couple.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
And he has to follow you. And he may not be a guy who likes to follow a woman. But in the way you're connected, it can't go any other way. You're the leader, he's the follower. That's the way you're connected card-wise. Do you understand?
Right.
He's the moon card to you. That means you're the boss. He's the support person. You're the husband. He's the wife.
Okay. I can see those dynamics.
Yeah. So if you want this relationship to go somewhere, you have to stand up and say, this is what I want. You coming or not?
Yes.
And if you do that, and if he says yes, then it's going to be cool. But if he doesn't want to, then you got to let it go.
Yeah.
But with him, you're the boss, and you picked him subconsciously because you are the boss with him. There's a lot of other birthdays you could have been with where you would not be the boss.
Can I ask you about another birth date? Which one would you have with?
Okay, quickly.
March 19th, 1976.
March 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's a four diamonds and an eight of diamonds. Well, in that relationship, you don't have a leader-follower situation. Okay?
Okay.
I think it would be difficult, actually.
Why do you say that?
Because of the connections that you have. There's some Saturn here. There's a couple Saturn connections. I think that's going to make it pretty difficult.
And what specifically would that imply?
Well, Saturn means one of you will be critical of the other person when you're together.
Okay.
One of you will be the other's critic.
Right, okay. That makes sense.
You know, like telling the other person you should do this or you should do that.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yep. Completely.
And you have that both ways, so it might be okay, and it might be really bad. It depends. You're not going to know until you get with the person exactly how it's going to play out.
Yeah, that was actually an ex-boyfriend of mine.
Well, how did it play out?
There were times when probably both of us were more dominating than others.
Uh-huh.
We definitely had some power struggles, but. You know, they were around issues that probably both of us have dealt with, but if, by the sounds of it, what you're saying is they would just have played out in other areas.
Well, it was, Saturn is not considered to be so good for compatibility, you know, because when you're Saturn, you got like a tendency to withhold from each other.
Right.
Certain times, and, you know, it's just not considered to be the best. I mean, there was compatibility here, too. There was other aspects of your relationship that, you know, felt really right. But there was another aspect to it, too, which made it hard, I think.
Yeah.
Thus, you're not with him anymore.
No.
I would imagine, Monique, that you're a handful to be with. You understand?
Yeah.
I think you're very strong-willed.
Yeah.
For a Pisces, you're a little bit of a dominating kind of person.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, I have a strong sense of, I don't know. I guess I would have to probably get into too many details.
Well, you know, you don't have to tell me. I'm just telling you, based on your birthday, your card is one in which you have a tendency to have power struggles with other people. Follow me?
Yeah.
So that's going to come up for you in different relationships. So you picked two very powerful guys in the past so far. The two you've told me are both powerful guys.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the kind of men that you will attract because you need to work out your power struggle thing.
Okay.
Think about that, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, well, we're going to have to go now, Monique.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
It's great talking to you. Thanks for being a guest on my show tonight, and I do wish you well.
Thank you.
You're going to have two guys in your life very soon.
I'm going to, did you say?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my. Okay.
It won't be long till you'll be in the mix in the middle of a love triangle.
Well, it's already sort of happening. That's another story.
It's going to get more intense.
Yeah.
After October 1st, okay? You'll see.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Monique. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we do have Sarah waiting on line 3, but Sarah, we've run out of time for you tonight. We're going to have to end now. We're going to play the song Gayatri off my CD as we close. Hope you guys enjoy it. If you want information about my CD, go to my website, 7thunders.com. You can also order the books there. The number 7 and the word thunders.com. There's information about the radio show, about my books, and my CD. So thank you all for being with us tonight, and we'll see you next Monday, same time. I hope you all stay for the lunar eclipse tonight. Hope you get to see it. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Darkness again. I can keep on going.